world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
It's all coming to a head, boys and girls. It's all coming to a head. Man, thanks for joining me this morning. I was just telling the folks before we went live here, the chemtrails here in central Ohio are unbelievable. Sunny, my wife said something. I walked outside and looked at the full moon. Full moon's still out here. Or actually, yesterday, the day before was a full moon, but it's still out there. And then the illumination of the sun coming up, and it's like an artist. I mean, that sounds trite. It's like an artist drawing the chemtrails superimposed by the light. It's crazy, man. Do we ever get any government hearings on chemtrails and what the chemtrails are all about? Wouldn't you like to know a little bit about that, what those things are up there? And again, it's another one of those things that people are so stupid. I'm going to say it again. People are so stupid that you can get in a car with somebody and you go and say, God, look at all those chemtrails. Look at all that. And you know that probably 80% of the people don't have any idea what you're talking about. They think it's air. They think it's fumes from airplanes. I mean, it's. Boy, we're in an information war, baby. If there ever was one, we're in an information war. Hey, OJ, we got to pray for OJ. He's going in today. Is it gallbladder? I think he's having the gallbladder taken out. Good old OJ, man, in and out. Dorita came out with flying colors. Everything good there. Debbie Pierce got her teeth fixed up, cleaned up 4 hours, whatever. She went through hell probably in the dentist chair for 4 hours. And I better check my wife, see if I forgot anybody else out there. We're all walking through hell, aren't we? Come on. We're all walking through hell. And we're going to come out on the other side of it. I want to focus in on several things I really want to focus in on. Look, I can't get away from this has been a deadening blow. A deadening blow has already been delivered. There's already been a deadening blow delivered. And that's with what we were talking about yesterday with Tucker Carlson, J6, and all that kind of stuff. Folks, I'm telling you, it's a possible bleed out. Now, one of the issues that we're dealing with is we know that the media is doing everything it can to kind of try to cover it up. I want you to think with me here, okay? Think with me a second now. They are trying to tell you that a video that they have put on TV, we could say it's doctored. We don't have to say it's doctored. The videos that they're showing of the insurrection at the Capitol, those videos are more real than actual untouched video. Are you guys with me? Huh? Unretouched video. It's like when you look at anything that, you know what a video looks like when it's been, when you go have your picture taken and the photographer touches up the video and it takes away the zit off your face and takes away that, you know what I'm talking about, right? And so you look a lot prettier. Well, see, what they have given to us for 2 years are doctored, retouched, is that the right word? Videos and audios over and over and over and over again. Now, I'm not gonna pull this up there, but they now have evidence. Tucker Carlson now has, well, I gotta show you that. Where is it? Yeah, pull up, it says doctored vids. Pull that up real quick, Spence. Doctored videos. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me today because I got an initiative that I think we're gonna dive headlong into. Now, I'm not going to, no, that's not it. I'm sorry, I didn't number them today. There it is. Just in, Tucker Carlson's team reveals video footage shown by the J6 committee. Folks, listen to me. You know who the J6 committee is, right? That was a group of elected officials who got together to determine whether or not, basically they were after Trump, but to determine whether or not laws were broken by Trump, yada, yada. And you know what we found out? Those videos that they showed were doctored. Now, hang on a minute. Anybody ever dealt with surveillance video, like all the surveillance cameras and everything around the Capitol building? Hey, friends, most of them don't have any sound. They're just videos. They're just videos, right? Most of them. And so what did the J6 committee do? Oh, yeah, they're creating a real movie for us, friends. You know what they did? They went into those videos and they added sound.
Boom.
They added sound to it, right? Men screaming, booms, all this. Is that how wicked is that, my friends? How wicked is that? And then they do that and they show those videos over and 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 over. And then when the real videos come out, they say, "Well, that's fake. We can't be having that real video out there, right?" That's why it's Janine wagging the dome. That's why the videos are what 44,000 hours. That's why they don't have any time. You know, there's no, that's why it hasn't been out. They won't release them, and then they got 44,000 hours of it to go through. I saw this. Judge refuses evidence. Pull that up for me, folks. This is, look, I'm telling you. I hate to focus on this again. This is extremely important. Okay. So because of what happened, United States District Judge James Boasberg denied defense lawyers for January 6th defendant Sarah Carpenter time to review the video that just came out. So she's going to go to trial. This girl's going to go to trial. Jury selection for Carpenter's trial begins this week. And she said, well, look, I want a delay. We want to be able to go and look at some of this video that's now been released. What's the judge say? Oh, no. Can't do that. Can't do that. We can't give you time to see exculpatory video that should have already been in your hands to begin with. We can't give you time to do that. Unbelievable, huh? See, Boasberg's justification for his unlawful ruling, are you staying with me, Spencer? There you go. Is that delaying trials for January 6th defendants, like Carpenter, to allow time for them to review the new Trove of Capitol Police surveillance video, oh my goodness, could derail dozens of trials that are set in the next few months. So the judge said, oh my goodness, if we let this person get the real exculpatory evidence, well, we're going to have to do it with everybody else. And we've got these trials already. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? This is why this is so critical. You say, Coach, why is it critical? Because the Lord loves justice and judgment. The Lord loves justice and judgment. And that's why the enemy is so adamant that the truth cannot come out. And that's why we have to get actively involved. So Sunday night, 7 o'clock, we're going to do warfare. We're going to gather on Sunday night, 7 o'clock, and we are going to war against, we're going to pray. We're going to have another one of our prayer vigils. I want you all to share it with everybody else. And here's what I wrote. Sunday night prayer vigil for the J6ers. And for the exposing of the wicked, wicked government and what they're doing. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go to war with that, right? Because why? Hey, we have to be smart enough to see where the enemy is wounded. We have to see it. If we don't see it and we don't realize look, when I was coaching football, I hate to keep using these illustrations, but they're really, really good. When I was coaching football, one of the spotters, we call them spotters, one of our coaches up in the press box who sat high and looked low. He could see what's going on. I'm coaching. Everything's flat. I can't see anything, right? There's people in front of me. Everything's flat. I can see all the players out there, but I can't see how they're standing in the relationship, where they line up, all that. I can't see that. But the guy in the eye in the sky can. The guy who's in top up in the press box looking down, he can see where everybody's lined up and where everyone is. One of the jobs of my assistant coach, whoever was on the phones, was to say, hey, coach, the defensive tackle just got hurt. I said, what? Yeah. That number 76 just limped off. And I'm thinking, that number 76, that big stud limped off. What do you think we did, Clay? What do you think we did? Huh? We ran at that new guy they put in there. We ran right at him. Said, let's see what he's made of, right? So, folks, we have got a huge, huge opening right here, and we got to run into the breach. We have to run into the breach. Now, from where I sit, I wish I could tell you that there were honest people in government who are going to do something about it. I don't know if there are. I really don't know. But we're going to have to do everything to make that thing bleed so much that people can't deny it. And I wrote a commentary today. I'll get to it here. Maybe the wrong people are in jail. That was the title of yesterday's show. The wrong people are in jail. Is it all right? The guy News with Views today said, listen, because I want to use this tomorrow. So it was supposed to go up today and didn't go up, and it'll be up here. But is it okay if I read this right now? Because I think this is really, really, really important. This is what I wrote yesterday. The cat is out of the bag. The genie will not go back into the bottle. The truth is obvious for those who are willing to see. Without breaking my arm off or patting myself on the back, I want to let you know how vindicated I feel. I was there on January 6th. I saw it with my own two eyes. It was all lies. There was no violent insurrection. All of the violence that day was perpetrated by the government. Somebody say amen. Would somebody out there say amen? We were there. We saw what
happened.
Amen.
Amen.
It was a setup. It was a setup. Our elected officials, both Republicans and Democrats, conspired to change the narrative, as Chuck Schumer said the other day. And the quote that we played, we saw it with our own eyes. That's what Chuck Schumer said. We saw it with our own eyes. What? So what, you piece of crap? The fake movie that government media whorehouse put together? You know the one, the false storyline that stole the freedom of hundreds of honorable men and women showing up on January 6th simply to make their voices heard, as Phil Collins famously sang. Well, if you told me you were drowning, I would not lend a hand. I've seen your face before, my friend, but I don't know if you know who I am. Well, I was there and I saw what you did. I saw it with my own two eyes. So you can wipe off that grin. I know you where you've been. It's all been a pack of lies. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh boy, right? I saw it with my own two eyes. Justice is coming, boys and girls. I can feel it in the air tonight. Somebody say amen. Prayer.
Amen.
Amen, Coach.
Hallelujah. Literally, hundreds of elected officials and media whores should hang. Literally. That's the penalty for treason.
Amen.
The behavior of those who manipulated the truth for political gain is death penalty treasonous. There's no soft way to say it. The crimes carry the death penalty. They should hang.
Amen.
Folks, listen. They destroyed thousands of innocent lives with their antics. You understand that? They murdered those people. Where do the innocent Americans go to get their lives and reputations back? I call it mass character assassination. Maybe I ought to coin that phrase, huh? That's what it was. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with your government lying about you? Huh? Throwing
no.
charges at you, running all your friends off, destroying your business, putting it in jail, losing out. Are you okay with that?
Absolutely not.
And look what you do to the Ukrainians. Exculpatory evidence.
I don't know how they're still sitting in there. It drives me nuts every day that those elected officials are still sitting in there.
Exculpatory evidence is a benchmark of American jurisprudence. And then I quote that. So I'm going to do, I'm not going, because I read this to you yesterday about exculpatory evidence, right? Folks, listen. Such failure violates the due process rights of the accused. We just read that judge. That judge doesn't want them to have the evidence because it'll screw up their schedule.
Boom.
Chuck Schumer wants to hide exculpatory evidence. He's an elected official. That's a high crime. Remember this. High crimes are committed by people in high positions of authority. That it doesn't have to be really, really serious. A high crime does not have to do with the seriousness of the crime. It has to do with the person committing the crime. Charles Schumer is a high person in the American government. That is a high crime. That's why they call it high crimes and misdemeanors. Because a misdemeanor done by someone in positions of authority is a high crime. Punishable by death. Who do these people think they are? That they can destroy the lives of Americans by lying? A sitting U.S. senator wants exculpatory evidence purposely withheld. He ought to hang. But so does Mitch McConnell. Is it just me or do Schumer and McConnell appear to be playing on the same team?
Hey, Coach, it all goes back to the Patriot Act.
It all goes back to the Patriot Act. Oh, boy. Here we go, huh? So where are the Republicans coming to the defense of the J6ers and their right to a fair and speedy trial? Pardon me. Where is Donald J. Trump? Those imprisoned stood up for him. That's why they were in New York and D.C.
Boom.
Where's he been? Where's he been? The courts.
Amen.
There's no longer equal justice in this just us department. Check out this article. It's the one I talked yesterday about judges being scared. Benches have become politicized. We now have Democrat judges and Republican judges, Obama appointed and Trump appointed, as if justice was a football game where two versions of just us fought against each other. What the hell ever happened to honest, impartial judges? Because the truth has fallen in the street and equity cannot enter.
Fake Mitch McConnell's just as bad.
Yeah, well, hang on. I'm saying that. Fake conservative Liz Cheney and her J6 committee presented no exculpatory evidence in their recent kangaroo trial. When they tried to convict Trump again, they presented no evidence on his behalf. Her daddy, Bush's henchman, we remember old Dick Cheney, don't we? Taught her well. You see, political dynasties and family-inherited political positions have made a mockery of our republic. Who you know trumps what you know in this phony pay-to-play injustice system. George Soros is buying prosecutors all across this nation. Today in America, justice is no longer blind. Unedited video, listen to this. Unedited video is fake. Edited video is truth.
Boom.
Just ask Schumer and McConnell. Truth lies on the cutting room floor. It's a good line, isn't it? I wish I knew the solution. How do you get justice in a rigged system? To whom do you appeal? Folks, this will not end well. We will not be able to hide our way out of government's clutches. Our government hates God. It especially hates Christianity. That is why they arrested the J6ers. They were the leaders. They were the ones who would not simply bow their knee to the Luciferian edicts of demonic government. So,
boom.
Lock up the leaders and the sheep will scatter. There's a boom. There's a boom. Lock up the leaders and the sheep will scatter. That's biblical, folks. Sam Adams said, if you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, will go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsels or your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were our countrymen. Sam Adams was a firebrand of the American Revolution, by the way. Winston Churchill said, if you'll not fight for right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory is sure and not too costly, you may come to the moment when you will have to fight with all the odds against you and only a precarious chance of survival. There may even be a worse case. You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory, because it's better to perish than to live as slaves.
Stage 4.
Judgment day is coming. It will not be pretty. Start with the J6 committee, Merrick Garland, Nancy Pelosi. We must demand that justice be served. Release all the tapes to the public, because the wrong people are in jail.
Boom.
Amen. Amen. So what are we going to do about it? So that's always comes back to the same thing. What are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? Well, that's why we're going to get together and pray on Sunday, because we're going to pray that there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed, and that those who dig a ditch are going to fall back in it. And I want you all to load yourself up with imprecatory psalms on Sunday, and we're going to hammer away. The Lord has, the Lord who, even through Tucker Carlson, whoever it might be, the Lord has, oh my goodness, there's a breach, folks. There's a breach in their wall. There's a breach in it. Let's run into it. Let's run into it.
Huh? Yes.
Hang on here a minute. I'm going to open it up. Thanks to those of you guys who send me stuff. It's all good. Do I want to go there? Hey, do this. An educator. I got two. Get my brain. Come on, brain. David Hawkins sent me two videos. I'm going to show you. Here's a mayor who has a huge. All politics are local. All politics are local. Here's a mayor in a small town addressing the school board. You ready? Here you go. Go ahead.
Earl, members of the board, my name is Craig Schubert. I'm the mayor of this city. It has come to my attention that your educators are distributing essentially what is child pornography in the classroom.
Yep.
I've spoken to a judge this evening. She's already confirmed that. So I'm going to give you a simple choice. You either choose to resign from this Board of Education or you will be charged. Thank you.
God bless them.
Boom, Vinny!
Boom! Amen.
Huh? Hey, folks, this ain't hard. This ain't hard. Play the other one, Dave. An educator tells the truth. Hey, can I tell you this? I was a teacher too. Can I tell you something? There's some good teachers out there. It's one of the most wicked systems that you'll ever be involved with. The local public school teacher union cabal. It's one of the most wicked organizations you ever be part of. I'm just telling you, from forced
unionship. Yes,
you have to be in it. The union controls the school board. The union controls the curriculum. The union protects lousy teachers. And the union promotes wickedness in the name of education.
Amen.
So this is only 56 seconds. Go ahead.
Association for Gifted Children recently held a convention for teachers. They advise on the importance of pronouns. If parents disagree with that being taught in the classrooms, do you think that the classrooms should just teach it anyways? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, they should, because I don't think the parents are the ones with degrees. The teachers are, so.
Hang on.
I was a high school principal. Did you get that? Also...
Hang on. Did you get that?
Degrees.
How stupid people are? The teachers are the ones with degrees. The teachers are all. Oh, so the degree makes them smart, huh? Well, we have a wonderful band. They have a wonderful band. All they have you seen their football team? Right. Go ahead. Okay. So this guy here is a former administrator, and I would like to put my face on there because I've been saying this forever. Go ahead.
I was a high school principal. I was actually also a school board member for 12 years.
Yeah.
For people to say that, oh, they're educators, we trust them, they know what they're doing. Hey, I was a high school principal. I had a lot of great teachers, and I had a lot of teachers who had no business being in education. You can't close
Amen.
The doors and trust another adult just because they're in that profession. I don't care what the profession is. You know, I love cops, but I don't trust all cops. I was a teacher. I was a principal. I don't trust them all. Some of them have great motivation, and they do what they think is best. That doesn't mean they're doing what's best. How many kids are they screwing over?
Amen. Amen!
Boom.
How many kids are they screwing over? And how long are we going to take it? See, how long? Yeah, Paul Gosselin says doctors. Same thing with doctors, Paul. Same thing. Hang on. One more thing. Yeah, okay. Got it. Delusion. Because folks, that's what we're under. We're under a delusion. Now, I told you yesterday, maybe it was yesterday, the devil has three weapons. Can anybody repeat the three weapons that the devil uses over and over and over and over and over?
Fear, doubt, and deception and fear.
Lies, deception, and fear. Lies, deception, fear. Lies, deception, and fear over and over and over and over. So what did Chuck Schumer do? He got caught in his lies, and he stands in front of the microphone, and what does he spread? More lies and fear. We're coming after Tucker. We're going to shut him down. Lies, deception, and fear. Folks, that is their only weapon. Lies, deception, and fear. So I think about that. It says in Thessalonians, the Lord will send a strong delusion that they believe a lie. And I just looked up, I'm not going to read them because you guys are smarter than me. We'll put in the chat. 15 Bible verses about a strong delusion. Huh? Still right there. For this reason, God will send them a deluding influence. See, I hate those sissy Bibles. Strong delusion that they will believe what is false in order that they may be judged who did not believe the truth. But they took pleasure in that wickedness. But we should always give thanks to God, beloved brethren, by the Lord, because God has chosen. Okay, look. Here's why I hate different versions of the gospel. George, I know you're going to get going on it. Hang on. Here's why I hate it. How the hell, pardon me, Do you learn to quote Bible verses when we're not even quoting the same words?
Amen.
That would be like me saying the national anthem with my own words. I rewrite it. And then I say, let's all get together and let's all sing the national anthem. And you're singing one version of it and I'm sounding like another version. It don't even make sense. So that's why if I were ever to be a pastor, when we were in Bible study, I would demand everybody use the same Bible. Hey, you can vote on which one it will be. That's okay. But we're all going to use the same one. So that if we memorize a Bible verse, it'll make sense to us. So these all over here, that's why I'm not going to read down through these. Isaiah 66:4, I also will choose their delusions. Micah 2:4, the man walking in the spirit and falsehood do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto thee wine and of strong drink. He shall even be the prophet of this people. Do you understand that there are demonic prophets? Do you understand that? Do you understand that the devil has sent demonic prophets into your midst and tells you lies and deception and delusion, and you believe it? Do you understand it?
Yes.
We don't understand it, see? We don't understand it. Why? Because we don't take the time on our own to research what it is the Bible was saying, not just what it says. Lying spirit. Huh? And the Lord said to them, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all of his prophets. Huh? Oh, yeah. A lot of lying going on out there, boys and girls. A lot of lying going on. So the strong delusion that's come upon us has come because why? It's the judgment of God. It's the judgment of God. Right? That's Romans 1, is it 28? Huh? Who not only approved, who not only gave righteous approval, but did the same damn thing. Believe in lies. And so our battle before us right now. See, this is why the media is so panicked. This is why Schumer and all the Republicans too, friends. Republicans too. Republicans haven't done anything to get those J6ers out. Why? Because they're involved with it.
Boom.
That's why all politics is local. JR's got a good letter. I may get to it here in a second. Pull that up there. I'm all over the place again this morning, right? Let me go ahead and read this. JR sent this to his congressman, Troy Balderson. Good morning, Representative Baldwin, and the other 200 folks that I'm sending this to in your district. Good one, JR. Send a letter to this congressman. Said, by the way, I'm copying this on 200 other people. I want to share a handwritten letter I received from a friend of mine who was a journalist in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. For the record, he's a father of three, a good Christian man who was not only doing his job like other journalists that were on the ground that fateful day, seemingly the only difference between him and the other journalists who stood beside who were in the same place at the same time was the fact that he was a Christian and a supporter. That's it, Mr. Balderson. He was a Christian and a Trump supporter. So here's his handwritten letter I received and transcribed from him this week as he is serving an 8-month prison sentence in Georgia, absent from his wife and children. Let me start off, Mr. Harrison, by saying I wish I was able to type this out instead of writing. We don't have those luxuries here. I worry about what my children will be subjected to in this world. I see all the things you spoke about in this world. And just like you as an adolescent, I'm sure I would have played right into the indoctrination of the culture. They'd look at me, the culture, I'm special. I'm sorry. I'm garbled at. The only thing I can do as a father now is continue to walk in the spirit and pray my kids do the same. I didn't grow up knowing God, but knowing God is an advantage my kids will have in this life. God's presence in our home is not something I worry about, especially when I call home. He's in jail. And hear how well my wife is doing with our kids. Our church has stepped in big time as well. As far as messages for everyone who listens to your broadcast, he's talking to JR now. I want them to not feel sorry for me one bit. This is a guy in jail. When I said that this was not a prison sentence, but a mission trip, I meant it. And has God shown up multiple times? Some people might take what I'm going through as punishment, but that's far from the truth. This has been an enormous blessing in my life. You see, God knows the good and that this pain will produce. He knows the good that this pain will produce. This path for me was made by him. Just as Joseph's path went to prison, Esther's path being snatched from her family, Saul's growing presence. If any of their paths would have changed, we wouldn't have stories of our God's love for us. Just think, if you could go back and keep Jesus from being crucified, would you do it? If we could, we would be cheating an entire world of our Savior out of salvation. And because of that, I know me being here is a blessing that I would have been cheated out of if I'd never come. Please thank your listeners who've written to me. If I didn't write back, because the way I receive the letters through prison, sometimes their addresses get cut off. He left the name off, to whom much is given. So JR continues to Mr. Balderson. I would also remind you that there are others that are looking at prison sentences that are, as well, are within your district. Some are looking at prison sentences in years. For what, sir? You've seen the videos. Not the ones that the progressive news media has shown us over and over again the past 200 years, but the rest of the story. Tucker Carlson over the past couple of days has shown a portion of them and representatives this way by no means an invasion of any sort or conspiracy or planned insurgents. What were they going to do? Beat senators and representatives to death with a Bible, cell phone, flags? Come on, man. You know better, sir. At least I hope you do. And if he doesn't know better, he shouldn't be in Congress. Which leaves me with my final point. And that being, I still have hope that you're a good, godly man, sir. And I want to do what, and you want to do what is right. Of late, it's been faint hope, but hope nonetheless. At this point, I await your response, in particular, to the J6 situation. It is said that not to say is to say, that silence is an affirmation, and that is exactly where I see you at the present. Like I said, ball's in your court now, Brother Troy. It's up to you now to do something to stop this J6 insanity. Those were not insurgents on January 6th, but patriots, and they did not kill anyone. But some of them have lost their lives and their families as a result of their patriotism. You're in a position where you can do something other than remain silent. And I look forward to your response to my plea. Please don't ask me what it is you can do. If that is the case, then step down. And I'll gladly step into your shoes and show you what you should be doing. Thanks in advance. Good one, Jim. Good one.
Huh? Amen.
So that's why Sunday night we're gathering, okay? We're going headlong after this thing. And I'm going to put the divide, we're going to put in place. We ought to be calling, we ought to be sending emails, we ought to lie. Okay. Come on in, James Pollock. Come on in. Deception and fear, oh my. Lies, deception, and fear. Lies, yep. And fear, oh my. Lies, deception, and fear. Lies, deception, and fear, oh my. Lies, deception, and fear.
That's what I've been fed my whole life, Coach.
Yep.
In the beginning, there was the prophets. They prophesied. And then there were kings. And ever since, the kings have been trying to prevent prophecy from happening. And then the final prophet came. And since then, there are many prophets. But they forget the final prophet. To prophesy is to give a man a word from God that he's given you. The prophets of today, they're prophesying their dreams, their imaginations, their fears. How do I know? I've been guilty. I will not allow a man to call me a prophet, but I know the final prophet. And what these men are doing, these men that work that the Lord is coming against, they're actually giving the prophets their visions. They prophesied Trump, so they gave them to him. They're inside our heads, and until we ask the Lord about it and ask him to remove them, and make all of the dream, the vivid imaginations and images. Jesus said, make no image of me. We need to really ask the Lord about that, because many men are prophesying, but all we need is Jesus, the final prophet, and to ask him to fulfill his prophecy instead of being afraid of it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, so thanks, Jamie. What is the final? I'm going to say this again. I've been talking about this before. I walk in the prophetic. I speak prophetically. I do not identify as a prophet. Can I tell you why? Because it is a gift. It's a prophetic gift.
Amen.
You speak on behalf of the Lord. You are a prophet. You are speaking prophetically. Jeff Klein is a prophet to the East Knox School Board. He doesn't go around and calling himself Prophet Jeff Klein. He happens to be operating in that gift at that particular time. And the Lord gave gifts to the body, not positions, not roles.
And if you look
at the fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, if you are any kind of human being, you are serving in every one of those in ministry positions at different times throughout your life. I'm a shepherd. I'm an apostle to my family. I'm a pastor to my family. I'm an evangelist to my family. Are you anybody picking it up? I'm a pastor teacher to my family. I'm an evangelist everywhere I go. It is not a freaking title.
Amen.
It's a gift.
Boom.
Operate in that gift. Everybody step back. Prophet Clay Parker's coming. What? Prophet Clay Parker? What are you talking about? Oh, you mean Clay's going to come and he's going to have a prophetic word? Oh, well, that's different. That's different. We love positions. We love putting crowns on men. And because we do that, there are many of you who are watching right now who could walk in the prophetic, are walking in the prophetic, are speaking God's truth on behalf of God. Dude, you're a prophet. But you may be standing in line at Kmart and you start sharing the gospel with a person in front of you, and you change hats. You go from that to an evangelist. You're a person with many hats. Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
Is anybody out there picking it up with me? Anybody out there getting it under?
On target, Coach. On target.
You got to run to the prophet. I got to run to the prophet. Hey, Lord, help me out, Lord. I'd rather operate in the prophetic and run to it. Lord, I want to open my mouth and speak on your behalf. Do you guys know that I just wrote something and read something that was prophetic? Do you guys know that? Do you guys understand that?
Amen.
When's the last time you ever heard me call myself Prophet Dave? What is wrong with us? Flesh. Titles. Huh? Walk in the prophetic. Walk in the gifts. He gave gifts unto men. What? A house, car, hamburger? Are those the gifts that he gave? No. Because dudes, depending on where you are, you sometimes might be the most seasoned Christian of the people that you're with. You say, Coach, I'm just getting started. George McCloy could be the most, he's just getting gone, but he could be the most seasoned Christian, the most understanding Christian of the group of people that he's around. He could be the prophet. Wait a minute. He could even be the pastor or teacher or evangelist. I don't know how I got on this, but this is really, really good. And here's what's happened to you. Some of you are not operating in the gifts because you thought they were titles and offices.
Boom.
I need more than one boom. I need more than one boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Right on. That is what's hindering. Boom, boom. So that's why I get pumped up. My wife said last time we did a prayer, she said, did you tape that? Man, people need to hear that. What did I hear? What did you hear when we had a prayer gathering? We heard the prophetic coming out of people. We didn't hear prophets. We heard it coming out of people. We heard that gift coming out of them. I don't know about you. My grandkids get jealous when one of their cousins gets a gift and they don't get one. If I walk into the living room and I got 10 grandkids in there and I only have 5 suckers, I'm in trouble. And they say, Grampy, don't I have a sucker? Can I have a sucker? Say, no. This just goes to those who can hold the sucker. What? No. The same gifts available to every one of them. They'll get a sucker. Now, they can do what they want to do with the sucker. They can go hide it in their room. They can go throw it in the toilet. They can go give it to their friend. But the fact remains, they were given that gift, and they're going to have to make the decision what they're going to do with it.
I hate to tell you
that's every one of you watching this show right now. You quit running to man-made, man-honored positions, and understand that you, in your life, have the ability and will function in each one of those offices depending on the group that you're in. That's boom time. That right there is boom time.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. Boom. Huh? That's it. Just like everything else, we create a hierarchical. We create a caste system. Oh, the ordained guys, the bishops. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, I can't do that. I got to go ask the bishop. Why can't you do that? There's only one mediator between man and God. That's the Son Spirit. That's the only mediator. You don't go. You have to ask the bishop. You got to have help me out here. You got to have the priest cast out a devil? What? Bible says, and these signs will follow them that believe. Do you believe? Well, if you do, then in my name, you're going to cast out devils. You're going to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You're going to take up serpents and shall harm it. Shall drink and no deadly thing. If you believe, do you believe?
Amen.
So then you go out and you get somebody healed. Now you say, healer Jeff Klein. Here's Jeff Klein. He has a healing ministry. What the hell does that mean? You with me? Now, that doesn't mean that some of our ministry gifts aren't stronger in some areas. I would rather exhort. That's my gift. But I can be meek. I can be in control.
Amen.
How many times have I said to you that I've been in a room and asked, would somebody please pray? And there's a pregnant pause. We ought to be fighting to pray. Yes, I got a word. I will. Father Joe, would you like to? Is there any professional prayer people in here? Pastor Bill, could you pray for us? How stupid are we, folks?
Amen.
And see what happens. It's like going to the weight room and watching Arnold Schwarzenegger work out, thinking you're getting stronger. You have to exercise your gift. And by the way,
amen.
We all have the gifts. We all have them. If I can have a word of knowledge, Sherry, you can have a word of knowledge. If I can have a word of knowledge, Bob Evans can have a word of knowledge.
Amen.
If I can speak prophetically, Tammy Evans can speak prophetically. It's the same spirit with different gifts.
Hallelujah. We
are not offices.
Amen.
Well, I'm hitting it, aren't I? The Holy Spirit's hitting it.
Boom.
Oh, my
goodness. Boom.
Huh? Oh, man. Come on in, Jeff. Golly. Thank you for that. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. That Holy Spirit was so thick on me. I'm not bright. I'm trying to help you see when the anointing comes. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm not saying, boy, wasn't that great? I'm saying, dudes, did you feel that? That wasn't me. Did you just see that?
Thank you.
Amen. Go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, this will be my boom for this morning. Thank you, James, and Coach both. You just come through with a message for me this morning. As you know, we got a board meeting tonight. Elias, I don't know if you looked at it or not, but the Epoch Times come out with my picture twice in an article online with a bullhorn and then walking through with a Bible in my hand with a fist up in the air when we got through. And I'm thinking, here they come. You know what I mean? You're getting ready to do a school board meeting, then you get hammered. And I chatted with Pastor Bill a little bit last night, and I'm just going to have to go to that final prophet this morning. Thank you, Jim.
The devil amens you. He knows your name, dude.
Yep. So I'm just going to go to that final prophet. Thank you, James. And thank you, Coach, for everything you said this morning. It just emboldened me more today.
Because you got to carry that word. Somebody's got to carry that word. And for whatever reason, you've been doing it. Amen. But I call you Prophet Jeff, but you're going to go speak prophetically to him, right? Right? George, come on in.
Thank you, Coach. Initially, first thing when I saw it, you said it last, those chemtrails that you saw when you looked outside of that full moon. Well, first I got to say this. I'm not a prophet, and I'm not even a redshirt freshman that's qualified to be on the team.
But you can walk in the prophetic. You can walk in the prophetic. Go ahead.
But I hear it, and I hear it. And you said the word chemtrails. You walked into those chemtrails. Last night I woke up. I wake up every night at 3 in the morning. So I was mad yesterday because I looked up at the sky and I saw those same chemtrails. And I said, where are they coming from? Who are they? Who are they? Anyways, so I get on last night. I find out this. There's a man named Wilhelm Reich. I think it's spelled Wilhelm Reich. Cloudbuster. This guy back in the early 40s, whatever, he figured it out. On bringing the rain, the clouds, he started it. The FDA put him in jail, shut him down, killed him. Eventually, burned all of his materials. But I found out last night, and I don't know how to put it in the chat. There's another guy called it's Oregon, O-R-G-O-N-E, that he figured out. It's all about energy. And the OregonDonor.com, anyways, I don't know exactly what I'm trying to say, other than if we can just put this name Wilhelm Reich.
Yeah, look, here's what I love about you, George. Here's what I love about you. Hey, George, I love you. You're 6 years behind us.
Oh, okay.
You're 6 years behind us. But see, you know what I love about you? You know what I love about you? You're hungry. And you're going and you're digging it. Hey, George, I'd have put you on the phone with Mark Trump for about 2 hours, and your head will be spinning, dude.
Thank you, Coach.
Here's what I'm saying to you. We love you, but George, you ain't making any new discoveries, bud.
All right. The Holy Spirit's
just leading you to new information, right? And you hear it, and you say, I got to share this with
everybody. I do. I got to tell everyone. That's what we'll call it out. We'll call it out, too. Yeah, I didn't know I was behind.
Get in line. That's what I'm saying, George. Keep after it. Get in line, man. It's all we all get it. Geoengineering Watch. Isn't that what it is? Geoengineering Watch, is that the website?
Yeah, org.
Keep it up, George. You keep going and keep sharing.
That's right.
Yes,
brother.
Sir. Yes, sir.
You're coming to the truth. Right? You're coming to the truth, and the truth will make you free. You keep sharing.
It's all.
George, I'm not trying to squelch you at all. I'm just making a point. Folks, are you hearing? See, you're seeing the awakening of a mind. You're seeing the awakening of a mind. And this is gonna happen. Right there. Hey, George, up on the screen, you probably can't see it. Geoengineeringwatch.com.
Amen.
It's all there, George. All the stuff you're talking about.
Here's what I'm saying. This guy, the OregonDonor.com, he's planting these things out. It's natural things, but and they break up the chemtrails up in the sky.
Oh, I got you.
That's what I'm getting at.
Hey, George, here's a better question. Mm-hmm. Who's putting them up there and why?
That's what I want to know so I can call it out. And I will call it out.
George, we're for you, we're not against you. Kevin, come on in.
Amen, George.
Well, Coach, I was just going to say, you know, the Lord used the donkey to speak prophetically, but that didn't make the donkey a prophet.
That's right. prophetic is a gift, friends. It's a gift. Are some more attuned prophetically? Yeah, that could be. Yeah, that could be. That'll make him a prophet. I get sick of hearing it. Lauren.
Good morning, y'all. I just would like to pray the Lord's led me put it on my heart. Is that okay?
Sure.
And George, you have a precious heart, and I enjoy the tenderness that the Lord has in it. So Amen. Please hold George, on to that.
And George, I'm not being critical of you, dude.
I know, Coach. I laugh a little bit at myself because I didn't know I was behind. I thought I was discovering everything brand new, and I had to tell everyone. That's what I'm called to do.
I just wanted to know it. I know that.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lauren. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's super precious because you're just like a little kid who's just like Christmas morning all the time. It's pretty sweet. So, Lord, we just come together now, all of us, and lock and load us so mm-hmm. that, Lord, that we can execute the prayers that you need for us to do. I thank you, Lord, that you've brought us all together. You've created this team, Lord, that is amazing. And we thank you that you put that wall of protection around each and every one of us. But please, Lord, watch over Coach and his family because he's the head coach of this team. And so, Lord, when we go into the end zone this weekend to pray for those unjustly sitting in J6, no one is raising their voice, but you called us to do this. And there's a leading. So God, I'm just asking you, Lord, let us be able to see in the land of the living. Yes. But as kingdom citizens, when we are allowed to go into the throne room of heaven and the courts of heaven, and since they are not getting justice here on earth, we are bringing it to the kingdom.
Amen.
And your righteousness and your justice so that we can walk humbly with you. Hallelujah. Live in your mercy and your grace and your protection because you love us and you love those people sitting in those jails and you know what they've been through. We ask you, Lord, to watch over them inside of those prisons. And Lord God, that they will have a victory cry when they get out like none that's been ever heard before. And you will seek justice here on earth for those who falsely accused them and let them know that you are the Lord who sees. That you are the Lord who hears, you are Jehovah Jireh, and you are Jehovah Rapha, and you will heal America so that the rest of this world can be healed in your name only, Jesus Christ. And we thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Craig Mickle, come in, then Julie. Good word there, Lord.
You know, when you read the Bible, you know, you understand, you start to learn who the Lord is, then you begin to understand who his nature and his attributes are. And so you'll see in the, you know, Nathan or Elijah, they'll say, they speak a word and it's like it seemed good. That's what it will say. He speaks it and everybody heard says, that seems good because they understand it's the word of the Lord, right? Because they understand who the Lord is. You know, mm-hmm. we have a great book. We got a lot of data on who the Lord is. So when the intercessors of Ohio said to you about the salt, okay, they passed the word on to you. It seemed good. You brought the word to us. I heard it. It seemed good. And it caused me and others to go about and do the actions of the Lord because the Lord cares about the people of East Palestine. He cares about the animals because that's what Jonah said. Remember, Jonah was about Nineveh. He's like, why should these people, you know, live? And God said, aren't there so many thousands of people? Aren't there so many thousands of cattle and animals? Does not the Lord care about them? So that's the neat part is when a word of truth of God is spoken in the will of God, the people of God hear that and know it's not your voice or my voice or someone else's voice. They know it's the Lord's voice coming Amen. Through.
Amen. 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 So I want to be Bob Evans when I grow up. I want to be Mark Trump when I grow up. I want to be Steve Deck when I grow up. Why? the operating gifts that I wish I had. Bob Evans can fix anything. So can Trump. But I don't identify Bob Evans as a fixer. I don't identify him as a mechanic. I don't identify him as a body repairman. I don't identify him as an electrician. I don't identify him as a lawnmower repairman. He just happened to do all those things. Those are gifts. Do you get, is anybody picking this up?
Amen.
Oh, amen. This is awesome. I want to be a female Coach Dave.
Well, you are, and you can be, right? It's funny you would say that, because I was sitting as I was listening there, and I was trying to analyze as I was listening, what's my strongest gift? I wasn't doing it from an arrogant way, because I'm listening, I'm evaluating people's gifts. I'm thinking, what is my strongest gift? And I hate to tell you this, I thought of 10. But I don't know the strongest one. I know this. I can operate in all 10 of them. You guys understand what I'm saying? Bob Evans can build a cross. He put lights up on it. He can construct a tower 130 miles away and it fits. I can't do that. But he brings that gift down here. He can mow grass probably if I needed him to. He could probably weed whack. That's the thing it is with the spirit. We're supposed to have these gifts. And one of my gifts is discernment. And the discernment says, Coach, don't do that. Call Steve Deck. Coach, don't do that. Call Mark Trump. You with me, folks? Are you with me? It's supposed to be the same way spiritually.
Yes.
Julie, come on in.
Good morning. Thanks, Coach. When you were talking about when people are asked to pray, and they just get quiet, it just comes to me, their pride and their flesh gets in the way. Because they
That's part of it, Julie, but they've never been called on before. Nobody's ever asked them to do it.
Yeah. So just thank the Lord and he'll guide you in every direction. Thanks.
Amen. Amen. And he will equip you if you open your mouth. The Bible says, who put the words in your mouth?
Amen. Amen.
Paul, come on in, Paul, and Clay.
Yeah, I guess if I was going to, I guess my gift is I can smell BS, including my own. You know, this whole thing about these trails you're talking about, it's been in my realm for the past couple of days with my patients. And I want people to be held accountable. And I get in people's face all the time about being accountable. And one of my patients told me, he watches these for a long time, these trails. And I asked myself on Midday's show the other day, I asked one of the pilots there who was featured there, who in the hell's doing this? And how are they getting away with it? And my other patient who told me, he says, these planes are controlled. There's nobody in those planes. And I don't know if that's true, but it seems it resonates truth to me, because who in the right mind can do this, right? And then the other side of thing, I had a patient who was very sick. He has condition ALS, and his doctor said to him, well, there's good news. And this is the defeatist, defeatist attitude of these jerks. This friggin' doctor said, good news, we have, in Maine, we have assisted suicide. That's all he could say to him. And I said, and in my mind, I said, give me the damn asshole's number. I'm going to call him.
Paul, you can't teach what you don't know. Boom. You can't serve what you don't have. Clay, come on in, then Mark.
Well, I'm just thankful, Coach, that God gave you the stones to be brave enough to talk about January 6th and the J6 prisoners, because if every pastor would use their platform on Sundays and talk about this every once in a while, those people wouldn't be sitting in jail rotten. And I appreciate you bringing
that's
it
exactly
up.
Right. That's right. That's right. Amen. Amen. Mark Trump. Are you there, Mark? Your hand's up. Go ahead, Jack. We'll wait for Mark.
I just put a link in the chat. I didn't know. I didn't realize until this morning why I had this conversation yesterday with about airplanes in the sky and blah, 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 blah. So I put a link in the chat. You can click on the U in the little square, and it gives you all the military aircraft. You can look up, see that there's something in the sky above you, and look on this thing and see exactly what that name of that plane is, who owns it, where it's from, and where it's going. So you can track them. So you can play with this. I didn't realize until just now. The other thing is, pray for Ed Vallejo. I just found out that he's an old acquaintance, that he is one of the J6ers. He's scheduled to be sentenced.
So folks, here it is. Yeah. Folks.
Mitch McConnell is working on his exit strategy. He's in the hospital.
Yeah. So folks, manufactured video is truth. Actual video is false. Manufactured video, true. Actual video, false. See you tomorrow.